Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A clinical pathologist fired by an Arkansas veterans hospital for working while impaired has now been indicted by a federal grand jury. He faces 31 criminal counts ranging from fraud to involuntary manslaughter. Jacqueline Froelich with member station KUAF reports the disgraced pathologist was the subject of year-long federal investigation.
The former vice president told reporters in Iowa
wheat prices were already taking a hit from President Trump's trade disputes and robust global competition. Then the USDA report projected a bigger-than-expected corn and wheat harvest. That triggered the prices for a bushel of wheat to plunge by about 30 cents. Brent Sheen is a wheat farmer out of North Central Oregon.
The best advice I was ever given was back when I was still a teenager, and that was the market can remain irrational longer than you or I can remain solvent.
Many farmers already had bins full of last year's grain waiting for trade to improve. Now those farmers have to decide whether to claim insurance, take loans and wait, or sell at a loss. For NPR News, I'm Anna King.
An Australian court is upholding convictions against the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of child sex abuse charges to date. The Victoria State Court of Appeals, in a 2-1 ruling today, rejecting Cardinal George Pell's appeal of the unanimous verdicts a jury issued in December, finding Pope Francis's former finance minister guilty of molesting two 13-year-old choir boys at Melbourne St. Patrick's Cathedral in 1996 and 1997. At the time, Pell was Archbishop of Australia's second biggest city. His lawyers are expected to appeal. President Donald Trump acknowledged today his aggressive China trade policies may mean economic pain for Americans, but insisted they are needed for more important long-term benefits. He's insisted he's not fearing a recession, but is nonetheless considering new tax cuts to promote growth. Trump also said that he had looked at possible tax cuts, but said that may or may not be needed. A couple of key banking regulators have approved changes that would ease parts of the so-called Volcker Rule. That rule, introduced in the wake of the 2007-2009 financial crisis, is aimed at reining in banks from taking risky behaviors, including banning banks from trading on their own accounts. Some big banks complained the laws were overly burdensome. Now the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation have signed off on final versions of the amendments that will simplify some of the guidelines and give banks more leeway. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost ground along with many of the other major indices. The Dow fell 173 points to end the session at 25,962. The Nasdaq was down 54 points, closing at 7948. The S&P dropped as well. This is NPR. For the second time this year, a high school in Orange County, California is facing fallout from a leaked social media video of students making Nazi gestures. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the Garden Grove Unified School District is condemning the students but not disclosing any disciplinary action against them.
A video obtained by the news site The Daily Beast shows boys from a local high school water polo team making Nazi salutes and singing a Nazi song. It happened last year and was reportedly shared on Snapchat, though district officials say they only learned of it this past March. In a statement this week, the district says it strongly condemns the students' actions and that anti-bias training and community outreach efforts are ramping up. Garden Grove is fast becoming one of California's most diverse cities, already home to one of the largest populations of Koreans outside the Korean Peninsula. The controversy follows a similar incident in Newport Beach in March, where students at an underage party were seen on social media forming keg cups into the shape of a swastika. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Russian officials say they are not obliged to share information about radiation levels in the wake of a reported accident there. Russia's foreign minister responding after some radiation monitoring stations went silent shortly after a deadly explosion at a missile range. The foreign minister was quoted by Russia's Interfax news agency as saying it is Russia's choice, not an obligation, to share data under the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. The mysterious accident that occurred earlier this month in northwestern Russia on the White Sea has led to speculation on what might have happened there. Crude oil futures prices ended lower today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude down to $56.18 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.